Now, for a lot of people, the decision to change jobs, particularly if you're happy with your current position, it's difficult. A listener recently received a job offer that was 12% more than her current salary, and so she wrote in asking for some advice to help make her decision. So here to give that advice is Mark Ting, our guide to personal finance and a partner with Foundation Wealth. Mark, hello there.
Hi, Gloria.
Okay, a 12% bump in pay. I mean, that's tempting. What did you tell her?
Well, salary is only one piece of the pie. To make a proper assessment, you have to sort of look at the total compensation, which would include naturally salary, but also benefits, vacation times, retirement plans. And what a lot of people overlook, but I think is extremely important, the opportunity to advance within that company. So salary is an important part of the equation, but lots of people are willing to forego that salary if it means better benefits and job security. And I also like to point out that there's sometimes less obvious perks that some companies are now offering. Little things like free snacks, bus passes, maybe they pay for your cell phone, and even beer. I know several companies now that have beer and wine on taps. So you're...
Where?
It's a free-for-all.
Where?
Let's
just take it there, shall we? It used to be it was cool if you had a pool table or, you know, some kind of game that... But I haven't heard that one before. But, I mean, besides the compensation, though, I mean, what else needs to be considered before you, you know, really do think about leaving your current job and changing?
Well, company culture is always important. So with this listener, she really liked her job. She believed that the company that she's working for, they were doing good things. She got along well with her coworkers and management. She didn't dread going to work, which is great. And really the only reason she was considering making a move was because of the salary. So I was in a similar position several years back. Rival companies were offering me jobs with higher pay, but I would just turn them down because I really didn't want to move. But the one thing it did do was it sort of made me think. So if the employment market believes that I am worth considerably more than what I was currently being paid, then maybe I was giving the home team a little bit too much of a discount. So what I did and what I suggested the listener to do was to be transparent with her management and tell them what she was being offered. So like the point was, like, I didn't want to leave, but at the same time, I wanted to be paid my worth. So my hope was that management would take that under consideration and match some of the outside offers.
Sure. Okay. Did that tactic work?
Their initial response was like, no, sorry. Like, the salary budgets are already set for the year and there isn't much that can be done. But I know this game. I know that's not entirely true. So if they really value an employee and then think about all the time, the effort, the money it takes to replace that employee, management will often come up with a compromise. Now, there are situations where management legitimately cannot do anything because salaries might have been pre-negotiated during collective bargaining. But in this listener's case, that wasn't the situation. So she ended up talking to her management. She stayed with the company. She did get a pay bump. It wasn't as much as some of the other offers, but it made her happy. So the lesson here is basically to know your value. If you legitimately feel you're underpaid and this part's important, you have some kind of evidence, like you are being headhunted and you are being presented with other offers, then I think it's perfectly fine to negotiate.
Well, what if management really can't offer a pay raise but really wants that employee to stay? What else can be done?
So for many like non-union employees, I think almost everything is up for negotiations. So you have to really just give it some thought of what is important and what will make you happy. It's really subjective. Many people will forego money if they are offered things like more vacation time or that work-life flexibility. So, for example, in my company, we allow staff to work from home a couple of days a week we allow them to come in early and leave early so that they can avoid the morning and afternoon rush hours, and for them that's really important. So employment flexibility is something people really value. And another example, which I just thought of, is allowing employees to bring their pets to work. I heard from one HR rep that this policy change was a massive hit with their employees, really helped out with morale, helped with staff retention, and it costs very little to implement.
Now, that's an interesting one. Job flexibility versus money. Are those the two main variables, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, a big consideration is one's financial situation. Like, there's a lot of people who live paycheck to paycheck, and they likely have to prioritize making money, whereas someone who's already living comfortably, and if they get an offer and it's just extra money is kind of like a bonus, they might prefer flexibility. Flexibility also can help when it comes to the finances. For example, if someone does work from home several days a week, or they can bring their pet to work, it can save them money in other ways, like they might not have to pay for doggy daycare or commuting costs or eating out for lunch, things like that. And they, most importantly, they receive the gift of time. So that could be an extra 2 hours a day that they can spend with their families or on a hobby. And for many, time is more important than money. Another variable, which we haven't talked about yet, is sort of the follow your passion or I'm going to be an entrepreneur variable. So, you know, for my case, 5 years ago, I left a well-paying job, which had great benefits, amazing corporate culture, amazing staff, and I accepted a job opportunity where my pay was cut by 30%. I had to pay for my own extended health, and I didn't have any retirement benefits, had a lot more responsibilities, and I was basically working with people that I have only met briefly two or three times. But I did it because I wanted to run my own business, and I had confidence in this new team and their ability to execute on their vision. So in the end, whether you decide to change jobs is partly financial, but mostly a quality of life decision.
Okay, nice, Mark. We'll leave it there. And a lot of people pondering, quality of life, pay. You've given us a lot to think about. Thank you.
Thank you.